Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Shar, talk on a Wednesday morning. And Alan, a big story in the paper today. Justices uphold Michigan's ban on the use of race in admissions, a 6-2 decision.
What happened here, of course, is that the good folks who were at the university are trying to make up for all of those years in which African Americans and Hispanics and others really had a hard time getting into the university. So they said, we're going to put people of color higher on the admissions list. And the people who had kids who said, no, that's not fair to our kids, not recognizing, of course, or wishing to recognize the history of what has happened to people of color in this country, said hell no and voted a law that basically said no use of color or minority status as a means of getting into the university. And the response has been a brouhaha, which ended up in the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said 6-2, if the voters want that, then the voters get it. This is a democracy. And so that's the way that it happens. The university, of course, has been trying on this for quite a long time. And the answer from the people in Michigan, and I have to tell you, that is a state with lots of problems, has been, we want it our way, and it looks like they're going to get it their way.
Another big story today, this one in the Times, Alan. William Rapfogel, a community leader with ties to Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, is expected to plead guilty this morning in connection with a scheme to loot more than $7 million from one of New York City's most influential social service organizations.
David, this is a huge story, and I'm going to tell you something right now. Rapfogel has stolen. His wife, who lives in the same apartment with him, is embarrassed, I'm sure, because when the FBI comes in, they find all kinds of money. They find something in a shoebox. She says she didn't know about it. Silver has been getting money from Rapfogel for quite a while, and this thing apparently doesn't touch Silver. He said, I have nothing to do with Willie Rapfogel, not after all of these years. Kids went to summer camp together, best friends, all the rest of it. Mrs. Rapfogel, who's the chief of staff to Shelley Silver, says, I don't know anything about it. And in the history of America, a lot of wives get protected. And I'm sure that unless Rapfogel has something to say, it's not going to stick to Silver.
Middle class in America, Alan, very striking story, which says the American middle class is no longer the world's richest when you compare it to some other country.
Well, this is a country where capitalism is rewarded. FDR, as you have pointed out, as I know, made it clear that he thought that everybody ought to have something. You don't take away a man's house from him or a woman's house from her. You don't leave people in a position where they're so vulnerable that they get so resentful that terrible things happen, as in revolution. But in this country, as opposed to other countries, that safety net seems to be disappearing and the middle class seems to be in real danger. This, of course, is stupid for capitalism because, you know, you have a society, you want everybody to have some stake in it.